On Wednesday, the 3rd of June, I suppose I can describe it as a momentous vote took place in the Scottish Parliament. This is all around voting. Kate Vallis from RNIB Scotland is the Policy and Campaigns Officer. She was watching the debate with a keen interest. Kate, tell us first of all a little bit about this debate which took place last night. What was it all around?
So this debate was a stage three debate on the Scottish Elections Reform Bill, which was going through Parliament. So we've been lobbying MSPs for quite a while now, years, to tackle some of the issues that blind and partially sighted people have around elections. So that's including that 75% of voters surveyed by RNAB after the 2017 general election reported that they could not vote independently or in secret, which essentially means that they're either forced to show their vote to someone else and ask someone else to write their cross beside their chosen candidate for them, or not vote at all. So the amendments that passed yesterday, the sort of momentous vote that you referred to, were amendments 1, 2, 10 and 16, and they were put forward by two MSPs, Graham Day, who's the minister responsible for the bill, and Colin Smith, who is a Scottish Labour MSP, who's been very supportive on these issues. And we're delighted to say that amendments 1, 2 and 10 passed.
Fantastic. And this is good news. I suppose it kind of follows on as well from a ruling which took place in England last year, saying that the provisions really were not good enough because for many blind people, they cannot vote in privacy, they cannot vote secretly because the systems to allow them to do this just did not exist. So do you think that kind of helped looking back at that ruling last year?
Yep, so the High Court called it a parody of the election process, and I think quite a few MSPs agreed with us when we put that to them. What the amendments will achieve, that the ones that passed, were that they will introduce electronic voting pilots, which will have a sort of specific focus on making sure that blind and partially sighted people and disabled people in general will be able to access them. And they'll also require the Electoral Commission to review the assistance that they've given to disabled voters during elections. So, you know, that could include stuff like making sure that people have large print ballot papers so that they can read the ballot paper before they go vote if they can't read the small print. Or it could be what assistance the polling staff give voters with disabilities. And of course, that includes people who are blind and partially sighted. The amendment that fell, Colin Smith's amendment, was on the appearance of ballot papers and giving a feasibility study into potentially including indents, you know, similar to what you have on a stamp, so you can tell which way around the ballot paper would be, and also tactile markings, which would sort of allow people to tell where to put their mark without having to use a tactile voting device, which people have raised concerns with and the High Court also was not impressed with. So that one fell, but what was good was Mr. Smith got a commitment from the minister that nothing would be ruled off the table. So there's still potential that this might be included in pilots in the future. Overall, we're very pleased with the result.
Some good news there, absolutely, Kate. You know, myself, I'm a blind voter, and what I find is even when the polling card comes through the door, I have to have someone read it for me to tell me, you know, where I have to go. I found staff pretty helpful, but I've also found, though, when I've gone to vote, some of the polling station staff are perhaps unsure of how the tactile voting device works. I actually had to correct them twice or my vote would have been dismissed. So for me and many others, this is a huge step forward, but this is only for Scottish elections, is that right?
Yes, so only devolved elections, so basically Scottish Parliament elections and local government. We've had a lot of campaigners involved in this from the offset, and they've said very similar to what you were saying about the sort of the patchy support which they receive from police station staff. And you know, obviously some areas do it very well, but what we need is for it to be consistently good across all areas in Scotland so that everyone can vote secretly and independently.
So great results. What's the next step then? What should we be looking out for?
So during the debate yesterday, Stuart McMillan, MSP, invited the minister to come talk to the cross-party group on visual impairment about it. So that should be happening at some point. We'll also be continuing to work with the MSPs that we worked with on these amendments, which of course include Colin Smith and Graham Day, who I've mentioned, but also Jeremy Balfour, MSP, who's a Scottish Conservative MSP. He was instrumental in the beginning for putting these issues on the table and working with the government and other parties to make sure that these amendments pass. So we're incredibly grateful to him as well. But I think we're going to try and build on some of the momentum that we've got here to make sure that these pilots do work for blind and partially sighted people but the noises so far are very hopeful.
We will, of course, continue to follow the progress here on RNIB Connect Radio. But for the moment, Kate, thank you for joining us.
Thank you very much.